happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Stay with us. Our update from ABC is new. ABC News is next, followed by The Morning Show on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. News this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 62 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says two more people in his commonwealth have been killed by severe weather, and that brings the national total to 20. Seven of those deaths occurred in Cook County, Texas, where an EF tornado roared through. Many of the injured were taking shelter in a truck stop. Peggy Heron was there.
The minute we got inside, saw everybody, and the whole room just, it exploded just that fast.
There are nearly 700,000 power outages across the U.S. as a result of the storms. President Biden is set to lay a wreath and speak at Arlington National Cemetery as the nation marks Memorial Day. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says at least 35 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. The Israeli military says it used precision weapons. And there could be a verdict this week in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Closing arguments start tomorrow. This is ABC News. The family of the professional golfer who died over the weekend at age 30, confirming that he took his own life. ABC's Will Reeve has more.
The golf world mourning the tragic loss of professional golfer Grayson Murray. The 8-year PGA Tour veteran had been open and vulnerable about his struggles with mental health issues and alcoholism, like in this social media post last year.
It's not easy on me and the people around me that love me. They don't like to see me down, and they've been my number one supporters.
PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan saying he spoke to Murray's parents, and they asked that we continue with tournament play.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Anyone who feels they need help can contact the National Crisis Lifeline at 988. And for the second time in less than a week, passengers were hurt by turbulence on an international flight. This was a flight from Doha to Dublin. 12 were hurt. 8 had to go to the hospital. Last week, one person died on a Singapore Airlines flight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Happy 90th birthday to my dad, Jim Nider, on June 2nd. What a guy! If you happen to see him, send him some birthday wishes. Happy birthday, Dad, from your favorite daughter at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469. A high in the low 70s today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Showers ending this evening at a low of 50. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy and cool. A few more showers popping up in the afternoon, a high of 67. Tuesday night, clearing and chilly, a low of 43. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and 69 degrees. We have a wind around 10 miles per hour right now from the west. And with sunshine and some blue skies out there after a low of 55, it is 62 degrees.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rev up your outdoor lawn care experience at Krogan's Do It Best, your ultimate destination for outdoor power sales and service. It's time to say goodbye to old, unreliable mowers and hello to a new, efficient cutting machine. Krogan's offers a wide selection of top-notch mowers, including Simplicity, Snapper, and Troy-Bilt models. And here's the best part. Everything is on sale with instant rebates of up to $500 available. Save big while upgrading to the latest in outdoor power technology. Choose Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
May is Beef Month at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering deals on beef and more. From juicy steaks to savory roasts, we've got your cravings covered. Swing by our store in downtown Richland Center and savor the taste of quality beef all month long. Don't miss out on these delicious savings.
As we gather with loved ones this Memorial Day, let's remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Their courage will always inspire us. This Memorial Day message is made possible by House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Hillsboro Equipment, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, The Shoebox, and Utter Brothers Creamery. Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. Chris Gerber is in the studio today. We're talking about this month of May, which happens to be Stroke Awareness Month. And Chris, this is a pretty special month for you because you can speak firsthand about the subject, can't you?
It is. I experienced one July 23rd of 2017. So we're coming on 7 years already, which is crazy. Yeah, so I had mine early morning of around 8 o'clock on the 23rd. I was talking to a few people about it, and they asked me, did I really know what was going on? And I somewhat knew. My hand quit moving at the time. I knew exactly what I was doing, where I was. But thank goodness Roxanne knew all of the telltale signs of it and called the ambulance right away.
Sometimes, you know, I tend to be a hypochondriac, and you think, oh, that tingle or that whatever, you know, what, maybe that's something coming on, but yours came on quite suddenly, didn't it?
It did. So I sat down on the couch. I'd put in a long week that week at work, and I'd sat down. Actually, I'd put a ham in the oven for my dad, and them were coming over, and sat down, and I remember even what was on TV that morning. I was watching the episode about Mike Tyson and his life and all of that. My cat, which I'm allergic to, jumped up and rubbed her tail under my nose. So I plugged up from there. And then I reached out for a Kleenex, and I reached out, and I got almost to it. My hand dropped. So I got it back, reached out one more time. It wouldn't go far. So then, of course, being a guy, I grabbed my hand and threw it towards the Kleenex box thing. I don't know what I was thinking it would do, but I didn't do anything there. Then I knew I had to get upstairs. So I climbed upstairs, walked up there. It was fine. And I got a hold of Roxanne, and she came into the bedroom and looked at me. And at that time, my face had already dropped. So my whole face had dropped already. She had Isaac call 911. Actually, she called 911. He wasn't home. So she called 911, got me downstairs, and got me downstairs by the living room couch just as my leg gave out. So I didn't fall down the stairs or anything like that, thank goodness. But we got 911 called right away. They got me in the ambulance, and we took off for UW. Got to Mazo, and it's really wild. I can see all this so clear. I mean, I didn't lose consciousness or anything like that, which was a good thing, I guess. And got there, got in Mazo, and the paramedics met me from Middleton, and they put the port in. They couldn't put the blocker in because they weren't sure if it was a bleed or a block. So until they could verify it was a block, they didn't know quite how to treat it. So they found it was a block. They put the medicine in that blessed the clots out, and then slowly improved after that. But they found it came through a hole in my heart valve that is supposed to close when you're young. But about 20 to 30% of Americans have that hole because it doesn't seal. You learn a lot of things when you go through this.
I was going to say, did you know much about strokes before
that? I had no clue. I mean, when I heard stroke, of course, have had friends have them, but they were a lot older. I mean, I was only 43 at the time. So I'm like, I'm really young to be having this. Because when I thought of strokes before, the people that I saw were really debilitated. I mean, they were, it was bad. Either they couldn't move limbs or they were paralyzed to what, you know, I'm thinking, oh, this is where I'm going to be at 43 years old. Yeah. How wonderful.
Or couldn't talk.
I couldn't talk. My tongue, everything was there. It was just numb. I couldn't do anything with it. Kind of slurred things out a little bit. But yeah, it split me right in half. It was on the right side of my brain. So needless to say, it affected my left side, which I'm very thankful for that it didn't affect my dominant side. I'm right-handed. I'd had a heck of a time learning how to do things left-handed. I know that. But especially bowling or anything, I thought all that was done. I thought I was done golf, and I thought I was done doing those things that I loved. But yeah, no, UW then took care of it from there. I got to UW Rehab, which specializes in strokes. I know Richland Center is now working on a lot more of that, which is a good thing because you have a golden hour. So when you say you're a hypochondriac, it's not such a bad thing because you have about a golden hour. Mine was 90 minutes from the time it hit to the time they got the medication in me. They say 60 minutes is a pretty optimal time to get things back. So yeah, it's not a bad thing to be a little hesitant on that, especially if things don't start feeling right or if you notice those things, your face, you know, actions, your speaking, those kind of things. And then the biggest thing at all is time. So you have very short amount of time to get that help.
Right. So acting quickly is the key, isn't it?
It is. And it, you know, you hope you're not alone. I mean, I don't know what would have happened if I'd have been sitting on the couch alone. Because I had a tough time. I was trying to put a shirt on. I had it backwards and everywhere else because everything at that time in your brain starts to shut down because it's losing blood flow now. And it actually was a very, very small block that I had. It was a very small clot. But it took a lot. I mean, it took my walking ability, and it humbles you quite a bit when you can't speak and you're not able to move my arm. I mean, that didn't come back for almost a week that I was at intensive rehab, and UW started to shock my hand then and trying to get things to move, and we slowly worked around and got muscles to twitch. They say if you can get it to twitch, it'll come back. And sure enough, it came back, and I started walking a lot. Had to learn how to get back up. So some of their activities are, we're going to put you on the ground. You figure it out from here how to get up. So, you know, and then that's just where you're at. And you count your blessings every day that, you know, I'm not paralyzed or I'm not having to go with a walker or, you know, that I'm able to do things.
Right. Every patient is different, I'm sure, right?
It is. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of goes along with the Alzheimer's diagnosis or anything else. You know, it's kind of like you and I've both gone through COVID, I know, and how it affects you is totally different than how it affected me. So when I hear strokes, mine, I go, okay, yeah, I know how some of it went. But yeah, every guy is different. I mean, and it's really, I belong to a couple of support groups that I would highly recommend. They meet online, so you don't have to drive if you don't want to. You can look them up. There's one at Meritor, and UW has one as well. But I would strongly recommend, if you're struggling with any of that, to get involved in a support group. You'll find out that you're probably not as bad off as you think. And everybody says, well, you're limit out after 2 years. You know, you're done learning things. I can tell you that's not true. It's a general synopsis. But I'm learning new stuff every day. Some of the small nuts and bolts to put on something, I get really, really frustrated, but I'm stubborn enough to keep doing it, no matter how many times I drop it. But you're never too young, or you don't go through enough of that to stop learning. Your brain is, this is when you learn how big your brain really is and how little we use it, is when you start going through something like this.
So 7 years ago, but you still think the support group is necessary and needed. You get a lot out of it then.
Yeah, my wife would tell you that it's one of the best things that I go through. We meet once a month, so it's not a big commitment. It's on Zoom. You know, I think if there would be one locally, I would love to join it, but I go out of Madison because of the Zoom, and where it really started was COVID. We were going every week, but then COVID shut us all down. So then we started meeting by Zoom. And it's just talking about, you know, different therapies or different getting through this, or how do we get through, because a lot of people lose their ability to drive. I was fortunate enough. I passed all my stuff and was able to continue driving. It's when you change your life focus and you decide this is what I'm going to do. But my wife will tell you after a support group, I'm totally, totally different.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Had you had stroke history in your family, Chris?
No. We have no stroke history at all in my family. Oh. Our family is more cancer. But no stroke history whatsoever. And quite honestly, all of my blood work and everything before was good. But I was put on a baby aspirin regime before, and during the week, I quit taking them I was so swamped at work and everything else. And I don't know if I just forgot or what, but it happens to coincide with that same time. So I'm still taking them. Unfortunately, you still think about when I get a twinge or, you know, speaking of how you feel, be on my side of it of oh, crap, what's going on now? And do I need to pull over or do I need to worry? But I learned also that I can't sit and dwell on it either, you know, so you got to move on and you hope, you know, have a good support group around you and then start listening to a lot of positive things and changing your mindset, because you can beat yourself up a lot. Our mind likes to do that.
It was a long road back for you, though. I mean, you know, because I'm not sure that your physicians thought that you'd get that far, did they?
No, and with the big thing for me was my size, you know. So I'm working with therapists that are all 5'2" and 120 pounds, you know, and they kept pushing me, and I think that was what really did that. But yeah, then my drive to get back to work, I wanted to be back. And I wanted to be doing what I love to do. And so the drive there was what kept me moving. So then my dad built me a board with dowel rods and golf balls so I could move them with my hand and just really work on that every day. So I spent hours upon hours just moving dowel rods. And I keep that video on my phone just to remind me of how far I come when I beat myself up. But yeah, it's a nonstop. You just work. And you get through it, and hopefully everything comes out. I know I'm fortunate. There are probably some listening to this that aren't as fortunate, and that tears my heart out, because I'd really like to see everybody succeed after this, because it's one of the hardest things that I've gone through.
Checkups, they're important?
Checkups are important, but now I'm out far enough now that they don't have me going to neurology. I don't do any more CT scans or anything like that because the damage is there. So there's nothing to really check to see if anything. There's nothing that'll show improvement because what died during that stroke died. So there's no getting it back. That area just passed on. So that's where I say our brains are so big. I mean, as far as what it can hold and what it does, I mean, it's a miracle thing to watch and to see how things grow and produce things to really make a difference. It's really cool to see what happens.
But for the rest of us, I think checkups are pretty important.
Oh, a big part of it is diabetic, keeping your blood sugars under control, making sure all of that, and then just exercise and health, and then also keeping stress. So however you can deal with that, whether it's walking, biking, yoga, whatever you want to do, grab something there. But yeah, checkups are by far, you know, if the doctors are saying, hey, by the way, your diabetic numbers are out of control or whatever it may be, you really need to focus on that. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but smoking, all of those cause it. And I used to laugh thinking, okay, yeah, I'll worry about it when I'm 50 or 60, and mine hit at 43. I actually stopped at UW Rehab yesterday just to talk to him because it was nurses, whole celebrating nurses and everything also this week, and I wanted to see who was there, and unfortunately, the only one still there is a nurse that remembers when I came in 7 years ago and the doctor that still runs the rehab facility at UW, and I didn't get to see him, but Yeah, there. It's also vital that you definitely stay on top of it.
Yeah, those angels, I call them, you know, the rehab people and physical therapists and things like that. They do a great job, don't they?
They do, and they fight for. I mean, and I've had this discussion with so many people about our insurance here in the United States. They once I got to walking, they wanted to basically send me to a nursing home or discharge me and have me do the rest at home. That wasn't going to work. My wife, being the spitfire she is, she battled for me, and I appreciate every minute of it. But my therapist also battled huge for me to be where I, because I couldn't use my hand yet. I was still just able to walk, but that week that she fought for me, they got my hand to work and 100% got me back to where I am today.
You've talked to other patients, as you mentioned, you do the group thing from time to time, but I'm guessing that's pretty good to be able to talk with people and maybe encourage people that haven't come as far as you have or maybe haven't been as fortunate as you have, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's getting easier now to where you can walk into a hospital to talk to somebody. You know, since 2020, it was a bit of a problem to do that. But the other thing that I have is when somebody looks at me, they don't know I've had one. You know, unless I wore a shirt that said I'm a stroke survivor, 9 times out of 10, people don't even know I've had one. I'm back to bowling. I'm doing all the things I used to do. I'm working in the yard doing all that. So nobody notices the amount of nerve pain or anything like that I go through. And nor do I bring it out. I don't do it that way. I just want to make sure people are understanding of there is a better way. You know, there's better things ahead for you. Don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up and try to find a way to make it better.
It is Stroke Awareness Month, and there's just a lot of things that we don't know. I mean, we don't think about, and maybe we hear more about heart problems and different things like that more than we do strokes, don't we?
Yeah, and I think people look at strokes. Like I said, I think when the word stroke came to my mind, it's something I heard a lot of in people that are 70 or 80. You know, it's kind of like, oh, yeah. You know, I think one of the big ones that came to mind about strokes was Randy Travis.
Right.
You know, with his stroke, and you see what happened to him. Or, you know, and they go, oh, yeah, but he was drinking booze and doing. It all comes back to health and what you're doing to yourself, though. And then when I had mine at 43, I'm like, well, this is unfair. I mean, I'm not that old yet. But then I look at what I was doing before. I wasn't eating right. I wasn't taking care of myself that way. So, I think it's just got to be more education that way. And I know Richland Hospital is really starting to focus more and more on that, which is good because Madison is so far. I mean, I was luckily living in Spring Green, so I was 30 minutes closer to Sauk or to UW in Madison at that point than if I'd have been where I am now. Then 7 years ago, it would have been another half hour, or who knows if they'd have taken me that way. I probably would have went to La Crosse, or who knows where I'd end up. I'm glad to hear that the hospital is doing that. And anybody wants to reach out, they can find me on Facebook pretty easily. My name's Chris Gerber. It's not that hard to find. Baby food, whatever you want to call it there, you know, it's the same name. And you want to reach out, I'll gladly talk to you on what I've done as far as therapy, what my dad, the board I made, we donated that to UW at rehab. They use it still.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
All it is, you know, 4 dowel rods with the holes that fit. It's really simple to make if somebody wanted to make it. The holes are spooned out for that fit a golf ball. And when I first started, I couldn't pick up the golf ball. I had no idea. It would just fly out of my hand. And so, yeah, it's a board that I spent hour upon hours on, and rubber bands and molding clay and those kind of things just to strengthen the small muscles in our hands because there are so many of them. That's what takes time to strengthen. And,
yeah.
You know, they're getting there now, but it's 7 years.
Yeah. You weren't getting any better just sitting around not doing anything.
You won't.
Yeah.
You know, you just won't. Whether it's I'm not a specialist by any means, but if you can work on your feet or your arms or your hands or whatever it is, even though if you're wheelchair bound or even just your speech. You know, I've got people in my support group that 6 months ago couldn't talk hardly. And now all of a sudden they're starting to talk. And there's a young lady in mine. She's a huge, I'm just in awe of her. She's been out of work. She had a car accident actually that caused hers, caused a brain bleed. And so, but she just went back to work and it's been 2 years. So there's always time to get you better or mentally better.
7 years, and you think about the life you've lived since then, the things you've seen and done, you know, it might not have been quite as rosy, Chris.
No, and, you know, to see your kids grow up and grandkids now, and,
right,
you know, all of that, as you know, with grandkids, it's to not have that aspect of life, I guess that's what also was driving me. My daughter was planning on getting married that year, so that was a year that my goal was to walk her down the aisle, because I didn't know if I could. And so you just pick out those goals and you go after them.
Did you get to then?
I did. Oh, I right. walked her down the aisle. I actually did the father's speech, so, and I got to dance with her.
Wow.
So yeah, everything has come back. I even went to Switzerland last, you know, a while ago. And actually polka'd in Switzerland even. So everything is coming back around. I don't know if that video is, should be seen or not.
Yeah,
I
probably
mean, it's
not.
A lot of guy dancing around doing polka. But, and I will tell you that I'm out of shape to do that.
Yeah. You did the polka. Could you do it before the stroke? Or
oh,
not?
Yeah.
Oh, you could.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. No, I could do that. It's just that I definitely was winded after that.
I hear you. Anything else you'd like to add today, Chris?
No, I think if you just stay, get educated on it. There's so much stuff now online. I mean, I look at, you know, when I was younger, or even like you were young, you know, I mean, we had Walkmans and all that. What's available at our fingertips now for knowledge, mm-hmm, and just videos of what you can do and training techniques. And it's amazing what's at the touch of our finger anymore.
Indeed it is. Thanks for coming in and sharing your story. I appreciate that.
No problem, Phil. Appreciate the time.
Chris Gerber joining us today as we recognize Stroke Awareness Month on The Morning Show.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Our morning show get-together continues on WRCO Radio. In a moment, we'll talk about a special presentation coming up. And Kate Koziel stopped by the studios earlier. Joanne had a chance to chat with her, so we'll present that coming up when the morning show continues.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
I'm Joanne Krulatz here today with Kate Koziel, Economic Development Specialist from Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. And she is here today to talk about a very special event that's going to be happening. And it's about entrepreneurship. And it's the first in the state. While it is the first in the state, it's not something new, is it?
No, it's been demonstrated to be very successful in Minnesota and Michigan, but the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference in Wisconsin will be debuting for the very first time on May 30th and 31st in Platteville, and everyone's welcome.
How did this come about?
Well, there was an opportunity that was presented by the UW Extension on a program that was funded by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to sponsor additional educational programming for entrepreneurial development. So reaching out to communities all across the state, it was a competitive bid, and Platteville and the entire Southwest Wisconsin team joined together to win it, to bring it to the Driftless and showcase all the many assets and valuable entrepreneurial businesses we have.
I think what's important is, though, even though it's in Platteville, it covers all of Southwest Wisconsin, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's really a Driftless-wide base of presenters that are going to be coming together. We have 50 speakers, 4 keynotes, extends over 2 days, and we're pulling people from as high up as Cashton and over to Minnesota even to get the best practices to help our local communities learn more about how to embrace and grow their communities through entrepreneurial development and to showcase sort of the many talented businesses we have here.
Who is this conference actually for?
Mm-hmm. So I would recommend anyone who has any role within local government, whether you're the town clerk or you're the mayor, to come and check this conference out, because you're going to learn key tactics on how to be more friendly and supportive of entrepreneurial businesses, and how do you actually, you know, help your community grow by diversifying how you reach out to these businesses, how do you support your current local businesses, how do you welcome new communities into the region, and really, you know, one of our key sectors is the agricultural businesses, so how do we help support those communities as well?
Now, this is a 2-day event, isn't it?
That's correct. It's a 2-day event. There's actually a welcome reception the evening of the 29th. That's Wednesday, May 29th. But the meat of it kicks off Thursday morning, May 30th, in Platteville at City Hall, and then continues on until the Friday afternoon, where we'll send everyone at the conference off with a lovely brown bag lunch and a map of some of the many rich resources we have, so that people can go out and explore the Driftless firsthand.
Now, I see it says you have 16 sessions. That's quite a few sessions. Can you kind of tell me about some of those?
Right. Well, one of the sessions that we're going to have features a local celeb. Jason Glassbrenner is going to do economic development strategy, roles, and tactics. And he has just done such great work here in Richland Center regarding, you know, helping the community move forward and targeting new projects. But that's just one of the many sessions. Other sessions include a panel of agripreneurs. So that's all the way from Footjoy Farm and Brewing. What are they doing? Driftless Curiosity up by Viola. We've got Vesperman Farms out of Lancaster. And Sarah Lloyd, who does rotational grazing with Grasslands 2.0. Oh, just discussing sort of different kind of agro businesses that are taking place. If you want to start an incubator, there's going to be a panel on incubators. There's going to be panels on local food systems. We've got the agenda up and available. You can take a look at it in detail. But really, there's a little something for everything for local community member leaders, for economic developers, and for the general public who's interested in either starting a business, launching a business, or growing their current business.
Now, you mentioned, you know, you're going to have these sessions. So, of course, people are going to be sitting in listening to these sessions. But there's also a way to go and get out and about, isn't there?
There really is. So unlike a conference that you might have been to in the past where you go to a large convention center and you sit and you hang out there for a good chunk of the day, we actually are setting this on Main Street in Platteville. So you're going to start at City Hall, and then your first session might be over at the movie theater, at the Platteville Public Library. You could be over at the Roundtree Gallery. You'll get out and about and actually move through the community as you're learning about how to make a more robust community. And we've built in half an hour travel times, so you have a minute to stop and get a coffee at Badger Brothers or go into one of the shops. We want you to really to explore the community as you're learning about how to further develop your community.
And besides, you know, getting this information, you have resources available to those that attend, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you'll be getting great handouts. We're going to be videotaping and audio taping the sessions. So that'll be sort of available long-term for long-term reference. We also have the Driftless Getaway Guide, which has been created to really showcase all the many secrets and wonders and businesses and historic sites and fun places to go, you know, all across the Southwest Wisconsin region. And you'll be getting, they'll be getting maps and guides that are just going to be rolling out specially for this event.
And some of those maps and guides aren't just meant for them, are they?
No, we're gonna have them available long term. And the maps and guides, it's sort of like if your cousin wrote a guide for you, and it's going to take you to a really great cheese store where you know you've got to get the Colby because that's the best there, and take you to a local tavern, maybe to great local resources like check out the Boas Mastodon or head out and see the 80 German Warehouse. There's so many resources that are maybe under-recognized. And so these maps are going to be available at local businesses. They'll be available online on the Discover the Region tab of prosperitysouthwest.com. So they're already there. You can take a sneak peek.
And what is the ultimate goal of those pamphlets and maps?
Well, it's a two-prong approach. So we showcase all the region for about 22 pages of this nice, glossy 8.5x11 magazine. And then the last two pages are the hook, which is the try it through tourism and then buy it through economic development. Those last two pages suggest to people to try maybe moving here, bringing your business here, starting a business here. It's the economic development push that once we get them hooked on the great food, the great community events, maybe they'll bring their families, their businesses, their tax dollars, their school-age kids to resettle here in the region and help out with some workforce constraints.
Now, if someone's interested in attending the conference, how do they go about doing that?
So the best way to go about doing that is probably just Google UWEX-CEC Conference. So that's University of Wisconsin Extension Connecting Entrepreneurials Conference. And that'll take you right to a UWEX site where you can look at the agenda, you can read more about it. You can also go to the prosperitysouthwest.com site and learn more about it through the very front page. There's a news item there.
And is there a cost?
There is. There's an $80 registration. And that includes, you'll actually eat more food than $80. So it's, you know, a nice light breakfast. There's going to be lunch all around town. There's an evening event at the Mining Museum where you can tour a real mine, listen to live music, sit outside, network with other community professionals. So, yeah, it's $80 and you can stay overnight. You're more than welcome. We've got blocks reserved at the Holiday Inn Express, Country Inn and Suites, and the Super 8. So come down for the day. Leave with new ideas, new friends, and new opportunities for your community.
Well, since this is a statewide thing, it sounds like some of them from out of the area are going to be able to see the drip list and check out the motels.
Exactly. So that's where we wanted to do it, because I think we're kind of a hidden secret over here. And I wanted to be able to work with the whole team. And really, we've been so well supported and working very hard. The Planning Commission, the entire Prosperity Southwest team, the local Platteville team, to really showcase everything that we have here and make room for new people to join us.
And this conference wasn't a given in the drift list, was it?
Oh, no. It was a competitive bid, and our team is committed to bringing it to Platteville because we know that we've got great economical entrepreneurial ecosystems here. You know, we've got really strong economic developers and partners with the SBDC and industry parks. And so we really wanted to showcase kind of what this special area was about, both our natural resources and our amenities, but also that we're ready for business too, and we're ready for new families. And we want to put out the welcome mat, show them our best smile, and make sure they come back to the Driftless.
Now, if someone is interested in attending, is there a deadline to register?
There is not a deadline to register, but I would highly recommend registering as soon as possible because name tags are going to get printed on, I think, Wednesday. But you'll still be able to register, but you might have to do a DYO name tag. You might not get the super cool gift bag with the Badger Brothers coffee included, plus some other gifts. So register right away to make sure that you're in line to get the gift bag for all registrants and the rest of the materials lined up for you.
So if you want the swag and the tag, register now.
Wow. Are you in marketing? Like, that was excellent. I think I want to write that one down. Yeah, please join us. Everyone is welcome. And it really will be life-changing and fun and educational.
And they just have to go online and register.
Go online to register. Just Google UWEXCEC Conference, and you'll find that. And feel free to track us down if need be. I'm Kate Koziel, and I'm with the Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. And you can reach me at 608-305-4428, and I'll help you out.
Is there anything, Kate, that we haven't talked about that you'd like to share?
No, I guess that I'm just so thrilled that we've got such talent that are all dedicating. We've got these 16 workshops, Jason being one of them. It's just an amazing opportunity for people to showcase what we're doing well, what our successes are, to network with others from all across the state, all across the region, to get together to see how we can work best to make our community stronger, more diverse, and be prepared for, you know, a great and glorious future.
Well, thank you, Kate, for coming in today, and I think it'll be great to hear how the event goes.
Yes, I'd love to come back and report on it and really value the outreach that we've been able to do here today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
We are Ithaca.
My name is Savannah Scott, and I am a 7th grade student at Ithaca Middle School. To me, sources of strength means to help others and make them feel loved and wanted. My sources of strength are family and friends and physical health.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, that is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Welcome back to the morning show on this, our Memorial Day get-together. The parade will step off in Richland Center in just a little bit here. They've been lining up, and they'll proceed starting at 10 to the Veterans Memorial Pavilion at Kroska Park, and that will be getting there. So they are meeting and setting up the parade on 1st, 2nd, and Jefferson Streets, and they will head for the special ceremony today, which will be followed by the Women's Relief Corps Water Service, remembering those lost at sea. That will happen at North Park near the small bridge and shelter area today. We're just grateful and thankful, and I got to say, even maybe somewhat surprised they're going to be able to have it all outdoors, because yesterday and last night the talk was, well, we'll probably be moving it inside to the Richland Center High School gymnasium. But some sunshine this morning, which I see it is clouding up now, but we're good to go for that particular service in Richland Center and the many Memorial Day services in our area.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner called Old Glory. Let us join our fellow man. History will write the story. America will always stand. Walking through fires of danger, there are those who gave their lives. They're the world's greatest heroes, and we won't forget their sacrifice. So raise the banner, call Old Glory. Let us join our fellow man. History will write the story. America will always stand. America is not
foundation under God. So raise the banner.
Andy Travis on Memorial Day from WRCO Radio. As we head toward 10 o'clock, this is Jim Wongchindonk.
These children at my feet, I walk with them. Dark and deep. He says there's odds of her not making it, but I told him I've seen odds before and shaking it. So there went my baby, there went the doctor too, into a room to fix her head. And I walked down hallways, walked back in time, down a trail, deadly mind. Unseen dangers behind those doors, and they're always hurting, hurting more, hurting more. It's been 5 years now since that time, and I wanna tell you all. Other veterans that can't say that babies lived on to see another day. So who holds the answers to this Agent Orange? Who'll take the blame for us? They say we're crazy. Can you wonder why? It might have been better if it not me died. Somehow we're here, can you feel the tone? Keep on fighting for our own. That's how we made it home. Now my second baby was born to me. Zachary, my boy baby, twisted legs and broken sight. The struggle goes on this very night. So who holds his answers? Who'll make them come alive? For a little boy of three. So I ask my questions and I make them burn. Just like those fevers that take the journeys. Unseen dangers from shore to shore, and they're always hurting, hurting more, hurting more. These children at my feet, walk with them through the dark and deep.
almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
American tune from Mr. John Denver. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great rest of your day. Our news update is up next. And then Adam Hess is in the house for a Monday.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment.